Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of May, we will be exploring the topic, celebrating His victory. May 6, His Jubilation. And they sang a new song before the throne, and no one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth. Revelation 14, verse 3. Through the years, I have been part of and have directed several vocal groups and choirs. I remember a particular event when our choir performed songs of a very well-known composer in a large auditorium. What made this performance extra special was the fact that the composer himself was actually playing the piano and directing the choir. We joyfully sang with all our hearts, grateful for the privilege of performing in the presence of the maestro. Yet this jubilant occasion, or any other this world may offer, does not come close to the celebration we will experience as we gather around the victorious King of the universe. In the only narrative in the book of Revelation that mentions Mount Zion, the Lamb is standing on this very place that had foreshadowed the deliverance of God's people all along. But He is not alone. The victorious Lamb is surrounded by His own, those who have His name and the name of His Father written on their foreheads. Revelation 14, verse 1. 144,000 is the number of spiritual Israel mentioned in Revelation 7, verse 4. The redeemed, excited, and exceedingly joyful start singing a new song in front of the throne. This is our song, for no one else can sing it. In contrast to other worship scenes in Revelation, where the heavenly beings join in praise, this particular song can only be sung by the 144,000. Why is that? The answer follows in the text itself. No one could learn the song except the 144,000 who had been purchased from the earth. Revelation 14, verse 3. That's why we are the only ones who can sing the song of redemption that tells the story that no one else can tell. And we will sing our hearts out. The Lamb reigns. Jesus wins. This picture of the victorious Lamb and all of us around Him, gratefully celebrating His triumph, reminds us that pain, cancer, abuse, broken vows, and death are temporary situations, and that soon Jesus will take over and all the hurts and pain of this earth will be no more. Amen.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!